Well, there's some big decisions that need to be made in Australia and all around the world in regards to the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, because it is intriguing to see what the final field will look like. We've had a number of horses fall to the wayside in the past couple of days, and creeping up slowly in the order of entry is Prince of Arran, who ran so well once again in the Herbert Power on Saturday. And we know how well he performed in last year's Melbourne Cup. Charlie Fellows, his trainer, is over on the other side of the world, watching on, trying to work out what to do. And it is great to have a chat to Charlie once again on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, our time, to you, Charlie. How are you?
I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. And it was so good to see your boy back in Australia and performing so well. Gee, he loves this country.
Yeah, he does. He really does. He loves the style of racing. He loves those tracks. I when we came down last year, I had an inkling that he'd love it. And, all of this year has revolved around peaking for the first weekend in November, and looks like he's just really coming to the boil at the right time. So, we're pretty happy with the way things are at the moment.
You must have been wrapped with the run on Saturday, but also another sense of frustration almost because it was so close to guaranteeing everything for the rest of the carnival in regards to runs in the Melbourne Cup and Caulfield Cup. But you've got a question mark now, because the Caulfield Cup was probably never on his agenda, but he's sneaking up the order of entry, and if one or two more fall away, he'll gain a start. What will you do?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, made even more difficult by the fact that I'm half the way around the world trying to work out what's going to happen in these two massive races and where we're going to fit in. The situation at the moment is that we never thought we'd get into the Caulfield Cup. I was always told that we were probably a bit too far down the order of entry to get in. And so it's never really been on my radar. But it has fallen apart very quickly over the last week. A lot of horses coming out, a lot of horses not running. And I'm now in a situation where, our year had been planned around the Melbourne Cup. And obviously, we're still quite a way down the order of entry there. I think we're 38th. So we need a few horses to drop out there. Now, I know from my experiences last year that they do drop out, but I've just got a feeling that they're not going to drop out as much as they did last year. I might be wrong, but I'm just a bit worried that we're not going to get straight in, and I'm going to have to win something down in Australia to get an entry into the big one. Now, the obvious place to go would be Flemington. For the Lexus on Derby Day, but he won the race last year. He clearly loved the track, and it would be the best bet. But as everyone knows, horse racing is no sure thing, and anything can go wrong. We saw on Saturday in the Herbert Power. Look what happened to the favourite. He kicked out in the stalls, hurt his leg, and suddenly he's not running. Anything can happen. And if we put all our eggs in one basket, say we're going to go to the Lexus and say something goes wrong, or we just get beat, or we get beat by a better horse. And I passed up the opportunity to run in the Caulfield Cup, £5 million race. That's unbelievable prize money, incredibly prestigious race. I'd feel a bit foolish. And I feel like the horse in great form. Tash, who's down there with him at Werribee, says he's come out of the race brilliantly. And I think if he gets into the Caulfield Cup, it will be a very, very, very brave decision to pass up the chance to run in the race and wait for the Melbourne Cup. Because, as I said, I have a feeling we're not going to get straight in and we're going to have to run again. And if we run again before then, things can go wrong and he may not win, in which case we're not going to get in whatever. So we're sitting tight at the moment. I'm sort of slightly getting plans together. I've booked, God, I've had a memory block. Very good female jockey.
Jamie Carr?
I booked Jamie Carr exactly to ride. And she's flying down there with you guys. David Eustace spoke very highly of her. Mm. Obviously, Michael Walker rides Finch. So if we do run in the Caulfield Cup, we're looking for a new jockey. And David was raving about Jamie. So we're gonna go with her, which is great. And we're just getting everything in line in case he does get an entry. Then we'll see how we go from sort of declaration time onwards.
Well, that's exciting. So it sounds like if he does get the start, you're going to roll the dice and run.
I'd say we would probably run. Yeah, I'd say it would. It would have to. It's not ideal running four times down there in a short space of time, but he's the sort of horse that can take it. And let's say we finish second or third or fourth. He runs a cracker in the Caulfield Cup. We're still in the same position. We're still not getting in the Melbourne Cup. He's run a blinder. He's won loads of prize money because it's a great race. But we're still not in the Melbourne Cup. Yeah, we can always look at the Lexus into the Melbourne Cup if we're still not in. It is not ideal. It's not what I want to do. Four runs in sort of quick succession is a big ask. He did three last year. But he is a very, very... he proved last year he can do it. Although we're trying to shoehorn one more run in, we've still got 2 weeks to freshen him up before those two. He's had a much easier year this year than he had last year. Yeah, he hasn't done anywhere near the travelling or anywhere near the racing that he did last year. So, we've got a fresher horse. And if that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do. And we do have the Lexus as a backup if we feel he needs it. And we'll know by Lexus time whether we're in or not. So potentially we're looking at four runs. And maybe if we did the four runs, we might think about not going to Hong Kong afterwards. Mm. Again, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But there's loads to decide. But yes, the answer in a very long-winded way is if he got a run in the Caulfield Cup, I'd be pretty sure he'd run in it. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty attractive because the form that he's in and what he showed at Caulfield on Saturday, he'd probably start one of the favourites because, what's he got, 53.5 in the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, he has. So he gets a big weight change with the winner, with the horse that beat
the chosen one, and on Mustajir from the Ebor as well.
Mustajir, yeah, exactly. So, big weight difference there too. And I just fancy that Prince of Hammer would be a bit sharper than Mustajir. I'd say Mustajir would be a more of a Melbourne Cup type horse than a Caulfield Cup type horse. Of the Europeans, Mirage Dance is a nice, he's a very good horse. Don't think he's the most straightforward. It'd be interesting. I don't know how he's handled the trip down, but he's pretty decent. And they tell me the Japanese horse. You're always wary of the Japanese, and that mare of the glass would be a worry. So it's no walkover. But I think if we drew well, he'd have a great chance of going very close.
Well, you beat home a horse called Finch as well, who's the ruling favourite in the Caulfield Cup in last year's Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and Finch is he's obviously done really well down there. I thought he ran a fantastic race in the Melbourne Cup last year. I just wonder if Prince of Arran might be a little bit sharper than Finch. Finch struck me as being more of a galloper, maybe again better suited to the Melbourne Cup than maybe the Caulfield Cup. So. I'm not looking at the race thinking, oh, I don't want to take that on. We've got no chance of beating that. I look at the field and I think, do you know what? If things went right, we'd have a really good chance of going very close. Mm.
Now, if you do get in, will you make a last minute dash? Will we get to see you here on Saturday? Hold up a Caulfield Cup if you win it.
I floated this idea past my wife this afternoon, and it didn't go down very well. I think there's a chance Prince of Arran might run in the Caulfield Cup this weekend. I might have to fly down for a couple of days, and got a very, very frosty reception. And she's pregnant at the moment, so she's particularly volatile too. So I'm going to sound it out over the next couple of days and see. I would give my right arm to be there. But if it means me being in the doghouse for the next 2 weeks up until when we come down for the Melbourne Cup, it may not be worth it.
When is she due?
Not until April. Oh. Not until April.
So, I was going to say, can you bring her with you?
She wouldn't be able to come down for the Caulfield Cup, but she's coming down with me for the Melbourne Cup, so we'll be down there together.
Well, get some flowers, some chocolate, and do your wooing. Hopefully, if it all falls into place, we'll see you on Caulfield Cup Day.
Yeah. I would love to be there, and we'll see. I'll cross that bridge when we make a decision.
Well, Charlie, great to catch up. We'll have all our fingers crossed because he'd be a great addition into the Caulfield Cup on his ripping run in the Herbert Power on Saturday, and it'll be a great story with Jamie Carr taking the ride as well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Michael. We'll look forward to seeing you at some point in the near future.